This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to hour number two. Thanks so much for joining us on a Monday evening. Really good show for you so far. We'll continue here in the second hour. If you miss anything from the first hour, or you have to run off and do some things, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And we have the entire show for you. Coming up immediately after we are out of here this evening. As I said, you know, a lot going on. Spring football for high schools start a week from today. Will last a better part of the month throughout last couple days of April into May. College football, even though it came to an end on Saturday for a lot of programs, the portal is just wide open and crazy, and everybody's utilizing it. And somebody who stays right on top of things for Florida State, and he always has, and does a tremendous job, whether it be from recruiting standpoint or covering the games throughout the year. And he was at the spring game on Saturday in Tallahassee, is Chris Knee, and he's kind enough to join us. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time.
Sure thing, Blue. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Spring came to an end. I thought everything was going to end on the 13th, but a lot of teams kind of extended it 1 week. I know some of the Big Ten teams did as well. How was spring? Because every report that I got, there were all the people that were new were looking good. And how did things culminate in the spring game?
All in all, it was pretty good. They really don't do a true spring game. They do what they call a showcase. It involves a little bit of a game element to it, kind of like a scrimmage, but it's not like Jimbo used to do, kind of like a true game, like draft teams. They don't do that so much. But all in all, spring was good. You know, big storylines here. DJU at quarterback. He's impressive, big arm, plenty capable. I think we kind of all know what he is with the time he had at Oregon State and Clemson. And you know, Mike Norvell is going to put his signature on who and what he'll be here, but I think he'll be good in the offense. I think they're going to be a very good running team. Roydell Williams, Lawrence Toa-Philly. Toa-Philly's obviously been here a good while. Roydell Williams came in from Alabama. Jalen Lucas is another running back, kind of a gadget player type guy, can do a bunch of different things. They like him a lot. Wide receiver was a position that brought about some frustration. Malik Benson, the Alabama transfer, was good. Very good addition for them there. And then Ja'Kai Douglas is a very well-known piece, but Destin Hill got hurt, which does not help him. He was probably going to be their starting slot. We'll see what the availability for him is come August. And then, you know, they got a lot of young pieces and some old pieces in that room, and the consistency of the group just really wasn't that good. Right. That's kind of the spot that when I exited the spring, I was like, man, I wanted more from what I saw from them. But all in all, offense looks capable. Defense is very talented. They definitely invested on depth on defense. And you really like what they got up front, what they can do at the line of scrimmage. You really like what they got in the secondary, especially a guy like A.Z. Thomas. I think Azirier Thomas is a guy fully primed to be one of FSC's best football players this year.
Wow. I mean, and I know that just going back to the offensive line, I know that they were really high on a lot of the kids that were coming back. Talk about that. I mean, because I know that while the offense is going to click with a really good running game, they have to replace two potential first round NFL wide receivers. But the running game, I think, will kind of help. And DJ also being a quarterback. What about the offensive line? Is it a deep line? Are there some holes that need to be maybe addressed?
It's pretty deep. It's probably the best group they've had here in a long time. Darius Washington at left is a very established dude, played a lot of ball here. He's as healthy and big and strong as he's ever been in his career here. He's had the most consistent time of not being injured in his career over the last 2 years. Now it definitely shows what he's bringing to the table. You got a young guy like Jalen Early who's starting to emerge a little bit behind him as a reserve. They brought in TJ Ferguson at left guard from Alabama. He's excellent. He's very fun to watch. He is a guy that I think is going to be a big element in the run game. His ability to get out, pull, get to the second level, locate, impact guys is very good. Jeremiah Byers, who will probably be their starting right tackle, was here last year, transferred in here last year. Excellent run blocker. He did not have a particularly good day in the spring showcase as a pass blocker. There's still some concerns with what he does there. But I think because of what he brings as a run blocker and what he is capable of being as a pass blocker, they're comfortable with it. And then at center, they'll have Mo Smith, Maurice Smith from down your way. Feels like Mo's now been here for a decade. He's very ingrained in that position, very good. He's a boxer. He's a bully. He's the kind of guy that you love. He'll go fight. And then Richie Leonard, who they brought in from UF, will probably be the other starting guard. They got Keandre Jones, who came in here from Auburn last year. He'll be a reserve guard most likely for them. And then they have an in-house guy like Bryson Estes, who's kind of worked his way into that fold as a reserve guard. So, yeah, they're 8 to 10 deep. You know, there's a few other guys at spots that I think they would like to see more from. Julian Armella, who's an ISL Florida kid. He's still trying to fight his way onto the 2 deep. We'll see if he hangs around. It wouldn't shock me if he's the kind of guy that enters the portal. I just think he's kind of at that point in his career where it's, you know, now or never for him as far as in an FSU uniform. But I think they're very happy with what they have up front and what they're capable of doing. I think they definitely think they're a good running team. Mike Norvell said as much on Saturday after the spring showcase, and what we saw throughout the 14 practices, now 15 completed, was that they can definitely line up and run the ball, and they should be good at the point of attack. And they're going against a pretty dang good defensive line consistently in practices.
Yeah. I understand that. Chris Neat joins us, Knowles 247, part of the 247 network. And the thing I was going to ask you, too, is are they in great shape as far as the portal? Are they over scholarships? Did they have to kind of shake the tree a little bit to get rid of some? Because I know there's a few programs like Miami and Florida that have, that have 9 and 10 kids that over to the scholarship. And plus, they want to clear way, to bring in some new faces. Florida State, I know they're going to be active in the portal, but do they have a lot of faces to kind of get rid of before that happens?
Yeah, they're dealing with the fallout of the Amarius Mims recruitment and the NCAA violations that came with that. So they're actually going to have to be under the 85 this year as far as a number. We don't know the exact number. They have to shed 5 over the next 2 years. So whether they do like 3 this year or 2 next year, we're not sure how they're going to navigate that. I'm sure some of that's going to come down to the way they build out their roster and when they land. But yeah, they're over the 85 right now. So they're probably over by at least 6-7 total to get down to that number they're going to have to be for the NCAA standards. So if they want to bring in 2-3 portal guys, we're talking about probably having to shed roughly 8 to 10 guys total. Some of those are pretty easy to point to on the roster and know guys that are veterans who are probably not going to have starting roles or are young guys who the maturity issues are there. They're just not developing or they're at a position that's ultra crowded. So a few of those are easy. I'm sure there'll be a few that we didn't expect or that we didn't think were going to happen. That's sort of how the portal works these days. I expect them to be active in the portal, but not overly aggressive in the spring portal. I think they probably look to add a receiver. Destin Hill's injury kind of factors into that, and the inconsistency of the rest of the group factors into that. I think you always look in the trenches. If you can get better there, you go ahead and get better there because it's just so important to winning football games. And then, kind of a best available situation after that. So they'll be active. I don't think they'll be as active as we've seen them be traditionally here in the portal. I think they like their roster. But, yeah, they're going to go get better. Their effort is always to have the best, whatever the total amount of scholarships they have, form of that football team on the football field for themselves.
Right. Next Monday starts the recruiting process again. High school start. I know that FSU's always out. See Randy down here. See a bunch of other. Have they pulled back on the high school recruiting since they've done so well in the portal, or are they still making that a priority?
I mean, they still focus a lot on it. Truthfully, it feels like they try to build a ton of great relationships in part because of the portal. So they do that in high school relations. And they've had good returns on that. I mean, a guy like Malik Benson ending up at FSU, Richie Leonard, those are guys that were recruited by FSU, whether it was JUCO or high school. And part of the reason I ended up here as a bounce back is because of those relationships. It's funny, the spring, like, I don't think they have any intent of taking a spring commitment unless it's a kid that, you know, just has to get it done and wants to get it done. I think their focus is largely on June, bringing kids in for official visits and trying to fill out their high school board then. But yeah, they're not in a rush to overtake in the high school ranks. I think they're very comfortable with building through the portal in addition to high school. I think they kind of like, you know, 60 to 65% from high school and the remainder from the portal. And that's what they've done traditionally here over the 5 years that Mike Norvell has been here, and especially the last couple of years as the portal has become more prevalent.
Yeah, it's crazy when you're not looking for something, it happens. And last week they had couple hundred kids that showed up because obviously they were a standalone game in the state of Florida or standalone day for the scrimmage type of thing. But they had loads of kids. I mean, no matter where you look on social media, everybody's taking a picture with Coach Norvell or taking a picture with whoever. But that's a good thing. Like you said, it builds relations. Kids get an opportunity. Coaches, parents get on campus. They may have siblings that are freshmen or in the eighth grade or seventh grade that may have an interest on FSU. And you know as well as I do, that first impression makes a big deal. Plus, the construction going on looks really, really good. I saw the artist's conception when it's finished. I know that a couple of the current players we talked to are really excited about it. And listen, come off a undefeated season, and now you get an opportunity to kind of like pay people back for kind of ignoring them. And I can't thank you enough, Chris. As always, we'll catch up with you, you know, during the, you know, the off season, see how things are going portal wise and how, you know, things are going up there. And again, thanks so much for making time for us.
Sure thing, Blue. Take it easy, buddy.
Good stuff. Chris Knee, if you haven't caught him, I mean, Knowles 247, he writes some really good things. Cover him as well on the on social media. He always has a lot of good things going on. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it be elite pros, active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk a little high school football. One of the best defensive backs in the country, Chris Ewald Jr. from Chaminade, is next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.